This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
He's ready to go. The 2-2 delivery. Is a swing and a miss. He struck him out. Couldn't hold up that time. The first strikeout of the game for the Cardinals is the last pitch of the game as Halvorsen finishes off the Cardinals in the ninth inning, and the Rockies have earned a split in this series as they lost yesterday, but they win this one 8-4.
Come on, Cardinals. We need you to keep beating Colorado just because, you know, you beat Colorado. We're trying to make them the worst team ever. We just had the worst team ever last year. And now this team is the worst team ever, potentially. But the Cardinals so far have split the series with Colorado, and they will play this afternoon, 1:15 pregame show on KMOX, and then the broadcast at 2:10. John Rooney is rejoining the team shortly, but today we have Benji Molina, who is a broadcaster on the Spanish language side for La Tremenda, and he is with us this morning. Benji, how you doing?
How you guys doing? Thank you for having me in your show. It's always a pleasure, man. Thank you. And plus, you guys got me off that heat. I was doing something outside, and I remember that interview, and I was like, oh, heck yeah, man. I got to go inside.
Well, we're glad to give you an excuse to come in.
What are you doing outside? It's hot.
I was moving staff. We had a birthday party on Sunday, and there was a couple of staff still out there and just moving them around. And holy moly, half an hour will feel like a whole day out there.
It's disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. So, Benji, I asked this question of Ollie Marmol during Gas House Gang yesterday. We have him on every Tuesday at noon, and it was about playing a bad team. So the Cardinals are not a bad baseball team. They've been disappointing, I think, in the last few weeks, but they're not a bad team. They are playing the Rockies, which are probably going to be historically bad, maybe the worst team ever. When you're playing a bad baseball team, are you guys aware of it? And if you're aware of it, are you thinking, man, we cannot lose to these bums? Like, what are you thinking in the clubhouse, even if you're not going to say it publicly?
Well, you're right. You know, it's in your head. Obviously, you know that they haven't been playing well, so we have the advantage. That's the first thing that we think as a player. We have the advantage. They're doing something wrong all year that gets them to win only 25 games, right? So in your head, as a player, you're like, yeah, we're playing these bad teams, maybe they're pitching. Then you look at pitching, and it's not even good either. So, okay, our team is good. Our team can hit. And can do things, and we can play defense, we can pitch and all that. So we have the upside on this game. Now, Now, what that teaches you is that you cannot be overconfident on any team in a major league because they're major league players. At any moment, if the pitcher makes mistakes on your team, the bat team is going to make you pay no matter what. So it is difficult. We do think about it. We have it in our head. Also, it's a good way to come back when you have a losing streak or something like that. You're facing these teams and that are not playing well, and you're like, okay, man, we can come back. This is going to give us confidence to keep going for the rest of the season and things like that. So, but when it doesn't happen, you're bumped, you're disappointed that you couldn't beat him in that moment, in that night, and it makes it really frustrating.
Yeah, I mean, it's been pretty frustrating the last few weeks of games, I should say, for the Cardinals. I think no one more frustrated than Eric Fetty. He said last night after the game, the truth is I've been awful. There's nothing more to say. So if you are a pitcher like Eric Fetty and you're struggling and you've been struggling, or a pitcher like Miles Michaelis, who's not had a good year, and now you're approaching the trade deadline and the team is kind of in this flux, is it in the back of their minds that they might not still be with the team in a few weeks, or do you just have to put that out of your mind?
They're not the only two probably on their back of their heads. I mean, there's a few others that are probably thinking, man, am I going to be here? As a player, you cannot allow yourself to think that. You cannot go out there and pitch thinking, okay, this is my last start. I'm going to be traded. I'm not doing good. Luckily, when I played in my age, I did not face any of these because I was lucky enough to play with guys that were so positive, you know. So even when they were struggling, they came into the field. You never hear about how struggling they are or how bad they've been pitching or any of that. So I was lucky in that matter. But in this case, if you're talking about Fetty and Michaelis, you have to go out your 5 days or 4 days the same way you have been going. You still have to have that fight in you. You still have to think about your teammates. You still have to think about the St. Louis City, the St. Louis Cardinals organization. You still have to be professional. You still have to train the same. You still have to go out there, even if it doesn't go well. Even if it doesn't go well, because that's performance, that they're not performing well at this moment. But as a player, you have to still go out there. You still have to pick up your teammates. You still have to do your best. You still have to be 100% out there on the field so your teammates can never say, man, this guy was lacking. This guy wasn't even training. This guy wasn't even doing anything. So the best thing that these two kids can do, Fetty and Michael, I just keep going for the four. Now Fetty pitched yesterday, so 4 days, I'm going to train my butt off. I'm going to do everything I can. I'm going to watch video. I'm going to talk to my pitching coach. I'm going to see what I'm doing wrong. And the next outing, I'm going to do better. That's the best way they can go at it right now. But if they start thinking about trading and trade deadline and I'm doing horrible, I don't know what I'm doing, I stink, that's just probably going to get him deeper in the hole.
The Cardinals, and we know the pitching struggles at the rotation level. It hasn't really been bad. Relief pitching has been fine for them. They've done okay. Offensively, there's been a lot of nights where they have disappeared completely. We've talked about all the shutouts that happened over about a week and a half period, 2 weeks period. So they've gone from being one of the, top five offensive teams, at least in the first couple of months of the season, to now being right there in the middle. What do you see with them offensively, and why has it dropped off so much?
In my opinion, Chris and Amy, look, if you start the game in the first inning losing, the second inning you go 3-0, the third inning you go 6-0, it takes a toll in the team, right? In the hitting, because you're coming from behind a lot. And in this case, in this year's Cardinals, we have seen that a lot. We have seen it. The guys that we're facing, they go ahead right away, 3-0, 4-0, and all of a sudden we find ourselves like playing from behind. And this year has been a lot. What this year is different is that the guys have a great heart. They have a great fight that they give you a great game. They come back. They fight back. They try to make it a game. They try to tie the game. They try to go ahead in the game. You see what I'm saying? That's the difference from the year before. But it takes a toll, man. We're already in late July after the All-Star break. And if you start, like, for example, the game yesterday, you know you can beat him. You know they're not playing well. And all of a sudden, in the third inning, you look up in the scoreboard and 6-0. So as a offensive team, yeah, they're not going to give up. They're not going to give up in any game. They have that fight. They have that heart. But man, let me tell you, sometimes it takes a toll when you look up and 6-0. You're like, holy crap, man, here we go again. Let's try to make it a game. Let's try to fight back. So I think that's what's happening. You know, a lot of times when we fall back in the games and the guys are looking up, man, it gets frustrating. And many times that happened this year.
That's interesting you say that, because when we talked to Ali yesterday, that's what he said about the offense, and that if a pitching staff is struggling and the offense is behind early, it does put quite a bit of pressure on them. Because I think the players, while they're playing, will tell you, "Oh, we're just doing our jobs. You know, it doesn't matter if we're up or behind. We approach our plate appearances, our at bats, the exact same way. Just trying to get on base, trying to make something happen." But this is now two people in a row who have said that, yeah, if we fall behind, it does put pressure on us as an offense, and it does strain us a bit. Yeah,
it does. I think it's nothing wrong. It's nothing bad about it. It's just that we put pressure. Like, for example, in the second inning, you already 3-0. You have two men on instead of concentrating as an offense to two men on, get a base hit, get one run. Here we are, because we're falling so far behind all the time. Here we are trying to hit a 3-run homer. You know, so you put the pressure on yourself to help the team. Instead of helping with one run base hit, you try to help them with a 3-run homer and tie this is in your head, man, all the time. You know, like, okay, I want to help the team. All these guys that are struggling for us as numbers-wise, it's not that they're bad players. They're great, talented players. It's just that a lot of times your mind play games on you, trying to tell you, hey, man, you got to produce. You have to do this. You have to have RBIs. You have to get base hits. You have to do this. You have to help the team win games. And sometimes some players can handle it. Sometimes other players can't, you know, and that's what happened through a whole season. It's not like I always say to many, many people when they ask me about offense, it's not having the player of the month award. You know, it's not having the player of the month award. You can have a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a full month of being the best player in the league, and all of a sudden you find yourself struggling 5 months of the year. So it's a constant thing that has to happen in the offense, and it's consistency out of the whole nine players on that day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Hey, Benji, I know we're not in the clubhouse. We don't know the dynamic of those guys. But here's what I always notice this from the outside. When a team is struggling, you know, like the Cardinals have been kind of up and down, you can hear like, oh, this team doesn't have personality or it doesn't have character or the guys aren't playing for each other. I mean, it happened with, you know, Blues hockey when the Blues were struggling. And then suddenly the team gets hot. And it goes on a winning streak. It makes a push for the playoffs. Suddenly the guys are playing for each other. Suddenly personality erupts. And we see that from the outside. But what's going on in the clubhouse where, what are we missing? Where from the outside, like I said, we switch from, oh, they have no personality to suddenly they're playing for each other. But in the clubhouse, what's actually happening?
This team right here, it has shown very, very good chemistry. You can see it on the field. You can see it on practices. You can see it on BP. You can see a lot of times in the clubhouse when you walk around. These guys like each other. Mm-hmm. They do. And they have a great chemistry. That's why you see the fight. It's not really easy to come back to the field and you find yourself down or something in the scoreboard, and like these guys have done all year, they fight back. That chemistry that they have is really, really cool. Now, it has to translate on the field. I get it, you know, and you have to hit, you have to pitch, you have to run and all that and catch. So, but these guys, I would not worry about one bit. These guys are very good people. These guys like each other. They like to joke around. I see it. You can see it all the time. If you want to come over early for batting practice, look how they interact with each other. Look how they interact during the game. They're always talking to each other in the dugout. They're always celebrating something. They're always laughing. They're always concentrating on the pitcher. They have a great chemistry. They really do. It makes it hard, obviously, when you're trying to do something, when you're trying to reach the first place, when you're trying to play well, all these things, yes, it make it difficult, but it has nothing to do with the chemistry. I wouldn't even worry about that clubhouse. That clubhouse is probably right now one of the best clubhouses, even though they wish and they want to play better as a record and stuff, but they like each other. And you can tell, man, that's one of the first things me and Polo noticed the first of the year. It's like, man, these guys are always together. They're hugging each other. They're laughing. They're joking. And that's a good chemistry. So, like you guys said at the beginning, this is not a bad team, man. This is a good team. They have the fight. They have the heart. Now we have to put it all together on the field.
Benji, we appreciate it. Go get hydrated and get back outside and go do work.
Oh, my gosh. I'm even sweating inside the house. How is that possible?
So odd.
Because it's disgusting. Oh. It's disgusting out
there. Thank you for having me, guys. Thank you for having me on your show, man.
Thank you, Benji.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries. and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.